ABC Radio Australia.
Papua New Guinea's conjoined twins could now be headed for Germany for surgery, not Australia as initially planned. The baby boys are connected at their lower abdomens and were successfully delivered at a small rural hospital 3 weeks ago. Jagan Ra is the CEO of Manolos Aviation, the airline that medevaced the Queens to Leh and then Port Moresby for treatment. He says the boys are building up strength with hopes they will be flown to Germany for surgery to separate them.
We've been trying our best to make arrangements for the twins to have better diagnostics and better care outside of Papua New Guinea. Doctors in Angol, they do a lot with very little. Doctors in Port Moresby General, they do a lot with very little, but we need to go to a place where there's better diagnostics. And Dr. Simon, who is now at the University of Freiburg, he used to work in Papua New Guinea for 5 years in the same district where the twins are from. He is making arrangements for the twins to be admitted to the university where he is working, which I think is a great solution. Number one, the doctors there are very well experienced, and also the Dr. Simon is there. Him and his wife both speak Pidgin English, and we'll be able to translate for the parents who are not fluent in the English language. So, yeah, the parents probably have to learn German very soon.
Why do they need to be taken abroad?
Well, the surgery is very complex to start with. I think it's very complex and it's very risky. And there are many things we can do to try and save the twins, and there is one thing that we can't do. And the thing we can't do is not do anything. It's just not possible. So we have to try our best. It is risky to try and save both or one of them. And the very first thing the twins will have to undergo is heart surgery, open heart surgery on the smaller, weaker twin. He has to get strength. So after the open heart surgery, they will be in the intensive care unit. Unit of the university, and I'm led to believe it's difficult to describe the level of technology and medicine available in that special care nursery, but it's basically the world's best. So I'm led to believe that after the open heart surgery on the smaller twin, who's probably 2 kilograms, is completed, that the twin will remain in induced coma for quite a number of days. They will be intubated, but also they will be getting special intravenous food. And what I heard from Germany, that one of the food they get is very expensive. And if Germany says very expensive, believe me, it's very expensive. And I don't know if it's breakfast, lunch or dinner, but one meal they will be getting during recovery is probably going to be a 5,000 kilo meal a day. And then all the other glucose and whatever goes with it, yeah, I can't tell you. But yeah, I believe that the food they'll be getting is very expensive.
How urgent is it to get the twins over there?
At this stage, the twins, the way I see it, they are now 3 weeks old, and they need air to breathe and they need food. So in my view, they've got the will to survive. There's doesn't appear to be anything which is affecting them severely, otherwise they would be dead by now. So considering they're already 3 weeks old, they have got a high level of will to live, but we need to move on, because the more we wait, then the higher the risk is of losing one of them.
How likely is it that they will both survive?
From what I hear from Germany now, Germany is actually willing to take them in. They're willing to separate them. They're willing to have them in the hospital for 2 years. And at this stage, all indications are that they will both survive.
What about funding? Are there any funding issues?
Funding will be, I think the aspect which needs covering to Germany will be the transport to Germany, which we have mainly covered or will cover. We are hoping for the twins to be able to go on a commercial flight by securing a number of seats and making special arrangements for the incubator and the oxygen on board. So next step for us will be Air New Guinea to talk to them. Once we get a picture on how that works, then we go to the next airline. So at this stage, we look like we are able to get them onto a commercial flight to Germany. There would be cost involved, and we've got entities who indicated that they will assist, private entities who will assist with the transport to Germany.
How soon do you expect that they could get on a flight?
I would suggest another 10 days, going through paperwork. Yeah, I would hope, the twins are 3 weeks old now. I hope another 10 days is not going to hurt them.
That was Jorgen Ruhe from Manolos Aviation speaking to Papua New Guinea correspondent Marion Farr.